Oh, shit.
Hello, kiddies.
Halloween.
You've stumbled upon the Halloween episode of High 502.
Insert spooky music.
What's up? I'm Clock. To my left is Dino.
Hi.
To my other left is Justin. And we are the High 502 guys.
Yes,
we spent $40 in the rec market this week, and we're bringing it to you. Let's start this thing off. Justin, what are we smoking?
Oh, man. This is Hash Plant from Legends.
Now, ooh. I got to be honest, folks, the seal and the sticker telling me about what the THC percentages are.
Let's get right into it.
They were married together in matrimony, and when one came off, so did the other. So I can't tell you the THC percentages or anything like that. But I did look up the back of their jar, which was plastic, by the way. It was an eighth that I bought at the new Cedar Greens, located right outside of Sequim, Washington. It was a $25 eighth.
But it was plastic.
But it was a plastic jar. So first I was like, oh, snap. But the weed smelled pretty good.
Okay.
This is part of Northwest Cannabis Solutions flag, under their banner.
Okay.
They got things such as Funky Monkey.
What do you mean underneath their banner?
Okay, so here's the deal. You know how, like, let's say Lifted. Lifted grows their own weed. You know it is Lifted flower,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But so this looks like Northwest Cannabis Solutions has different brand names, like the Funky Monkey brand, for example, or the Private Reserve brand. Or the Mini Buds with a Z, probably popcorn nugget, I would imagine, right? They also have their Legends brand. Hold on, let me hit this shit.
So that sounds like they're doing quite a bit.
So they're really complicated for the consumer.
I mean, think about it. If you're just Northwest Cannabis Solutions and a consumer buys you once and not again, you've lost out. But if you're five different things, a customer can buy you up to five times, right?
Yeah.
So you're making five times the money.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, maybe this explains the Legends, you know, what it's all about. And it says that it's legendary strains at a mid-level price. So that is what they're thinking. So here's the thing. They're at Legends425 on Instagram.
I raise an eyebrow.
You can find them at www.nwcs425.com and find out all of the information you want about this. Like I said, the label was gone, so I couldn't tell you THCA. It sounds like it's mid-grade buds at a mid-grade price. That's what I'm thinking this is.
You don't think it's legendary strains?
Well, I mean, I'm going to take a shot of it for the show. I saved you the worst pieces out of the eighth. I really feel a robot did this because, homeboys, I'm going to hold out your hand. Look at this piece of weed. That counted as a part of my eighth. Okay? Yeah. I don't mind it being lower down the plant, but that's straight up a little bit of sticky at the bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you sell that?
It's mostly
stems. Look at that. Hold on.
This is what I got to say. As a packager... As a packager who weighs weed at least twice a week, I look at this little bud, Legends. What is that? Their actual?
Yep.
Look, I look at this.
Tearing these crow's feet off so bad.
Crow's feet.
And I got a question right off the bat. First off, it's not even how you trim it. It's not even how it's looking. But you see at least a 2-inch stem. You see a 2-inch stem. It's long. And it's larfy. Next thing I noticed, at least 3/4 inch. No, not even 3/4 centimeter. You see a little fucking little root plant that comes out that you would definitely take off if you were an actual packager person, not a robot.
A robot.
And you would see, and first of all, I would never put that in a bag.
I wouldn't either.
Because it's fucking poop. Send that
Here's
to
the best,
Blast
one
City.
Of the better pieces. So it's not a bad looking plant. I mean, I didn't see these other pieces when I bought the eighth, unfortunately. It was, however, on the top shelf. So I'm going to make a thing suggesting to Cedar Greens right now is it's mid-grade price because it's mid-grade bud.
Yep.
But it's legendary strains. Check out some of the line. Blue Dream, Skunk Number 1, Northern Lights, Green Crack, Purple Train Wreck, This Hash Plant, AC/DC, and Super Lemon Haze, just to name a few. So, I mean, I love some of the old school strains.
Yeah.
But please quit selling me sticks, brah. Look, that's all I care about. Do you have an ashtray? Is there something I could ash into?
Yeah, we're using this guy right here.
Oh, the little cap.
I can go grab an ashtray.
And you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, I really hate to be this guy, but through the weeks, I've just kind of been becoming this guy. Solid flower, other than the trim job, which is why we know that it is most likely a robot who's differentiating.
Or this trimmer just suck.
And you know what? I don't want to put it on a people error. If I have to, it's pretty terrible. The flower looks good. Your growing method, it doesn't look bad. But the way you trim it and present it to people, how are you going to say you're legendary? But first of all, how are you going to say you're legendary growing legendary strains, but you're doing it half-assed? That's what I wanted to tell you. You can do legendary strains, but if you grow them half-assed, I don't want anything to do with you.
Well, part of it's the presentation. It's, you know, and, I mean, the bud, like Clark said, is nice, but it is mid-grade. But their presentation is just absolute garbage. So how could you be a legend?
Yeah and not think this shit through. So you know what? I'm not bitching at you, homie, because it's $25 an eighth. And, you know, it's been mellowing me out. I don't know if that means it's strong, but I've always loved hash plant. So, you know, my hats go off to you, but please no more fucking shitty looking weed in there.
Yeah.
I may never buy you again based on that one time. As that goes out, I want to talk about our bitch beer of the week.
Yeah.
Woo!
Is it really bitch beer?
No, exactly, it's Tino. Not. It's not. We went micro brew for Pumpkin Fest on this Halloween episode.
It's delicious.
Elysian Night Owl Pumpkin Ale. Our original pumpkin ale brewed with pumpkin, roasted in raw pumpkin seeds, and spiced in conditioning with nutmeg, clove, cinnamon, ginger, and allspice. This 12 fluid ounce bottle has 6.7% alcohol by volume, and it's unfiltered and may contain sediment.
Now, when you take a sip off this delicious beer, in my opinion, delicious, what do you get? What is the first notes that are coming through your mind as a line cook?
Pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Allspice, clove, cinnamon.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie, bro.
Okay.
All day. Where's the crust, bro? That's all I want to know. Right. And the cool whip. I think we should serve this in a glass next episode. Put a little whipped cream on it.
Ooh, call
it fucking Din Din. I know for that holiday season.
We're approaching it.
Bitch beer of the week? Nah, it's not. It's man beer of the week. We're microbrew men.
Seriously. You know what?
We're going to get shit based on night out.
Justin, what do you get when you taste it?
I have to be honest with you guys. I said it was delicious earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's Elysian. And I love Elysian. But I think it's really fucking gross. That's just me.
Okay. Yeah.
I am definitely going to drink it just because there's a decent amount of alcohol in there.
Sure.
You know, guys, I feel like a piece of shit.
Why?
Because I didn't do our shout outs. First of all, I want to shout out a very special friend from a competitor at Falcana. Ooh. This chick was loving the Dutch. What did they do? The Dutch treat? The Dutch.
Dutch haze?
No.
Dutch heaven?
No, they do that one. Diesel tie. I asked her what her favorite thing to smoke on was from Falcana. She said the diesel tie concentrate was the shiznit. So although I couldn't find it at a local store, shit, Nicole from Falcana, what's up, Skinky Nicky?
And you know what? This goes even further than just a regular shout-out. You know why?
Why is
Boys,
that?
I would like to announce that Sticky Nicky is my friend way back in the day. Wife. So Sticky Nicky not only is a obligatory shout-out, it is more or less a friendlier shout-out, saying, Nicky,
thanks for listening. You guys are awesome.
We appreciate you guys listening and keep doing your thing.
Oh, so she is your friend's wife? Is that what you said? Okay.
Exactly.
Official shout out to Alfalcana. I love your orange blossom. There, I said it.
It's always good. It's always good.
I haven't tried it.
Shout out to Bulgaria, Zurich, Portugal, and as always, USA, USA, USA. Hey, also, where can you find us, Tino?
Can I actually have one more shout out?
Yeah.
So, this is a guy that we've not really made public. But he comments on mostly everything we post. And you know what? He's very close to the Hive number two guys in terms of location. We are located in the lovely Port Angeles, kind of Carlsberg Squim area of Washington. Our friend from Nia Bay, and if you know your Washington location,
it's not far. Oh, it's far.
Nia Bay is kind of a drive away. Yeah. I would say it's at least a 4-hour, 5-hour drive. You know, you got to make a day of it. Our friend Chucky underscore Chuck 37, last post that we posted, he said, this week's big spear is, I messed it up, sweet
Night Owl Pumpkin Ale to Chuck. Chuck.
Buddy.
Hey, just to let you guys know, we're trying out a new microphone. So email us or Instagram, direct message us, and let us know if you like it or hate it. Also, we kind of hate it right now.
Yep.
It's got some ghost poking is what I would call it.
Yeah.
You got to touch the thing to turn off the mic, and it's turning off the mic by itself. Am I mistaken by
no,
that?
You're not. Ghost we keep poking. Looking at this and this red. Well, it's green right now, thank goodness. But
I forgot to tell you guys,
red.
This house is built on top of an Indian burial ground, so.
Ooh. Oh, shit. You know, but here at High 502, you know what we did?
What?
Justin rolled up a blunt. Hey. We smoked it, and we figured it out. Justin, what the fuck are we smoking?
We are smoking Crystal Coma from Pura Vida.
Oh, Pura Vida.
Ooh, again.
Well, yeah, and this is the thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead with your ask real quick.
You go with the weed, and I'll ask you after.
Okay. So I had some personal issues to deal with, kind of spur of the moment. So I wasn't able to go out and do what I wanted to do, which was get something brand new.
Yeah.
Right? Because I always get it the day of. And
yeah, as we all.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way you got to do it, man, cuz then it's fresh. And it's, you know, you're not
new
biased.
To you.
But
I didn't have the
time because I had to take my wife to the airport this morning. So this is something that I had picked up a few days ago. So it's been sitting around, but I hadn't smoked any of it. So that was pretty much a whole eighth in that blunt there.
Wow.
Oh,
it's really good.
It tasted great.
It was delicious.
Honestly.
It was good. I didn't harsh out off it.
Yeah, the Swisher accented it real nice.
That's what I wanted to ask you, sir. What kind of Swisher were we smoking on?
Oh, it's just a sweet original.
Oh, gee, Swishy.
Yeah. So we got the full flavor of that weed, basically.
You know what's great, too, is that Swisher, I didn't even know I had it. I just was going through some old shit, and I found it, and it was still fresh, and I was like, fuck yeah.
Really?
Roll up a bleezy. So there we go.
That's a good find.
To you, my friend. Delicious.
To Chuck.
And to Chuck, yes.
Ah!
Keep it coming, Chuck.
Well, just like last episode, speaking of,
yeah,
we broke Vapegate on you. Said it was coming, right?
Yeah.
Who was the first to tell you that popcorn lung was happening? High five with you guys.
Mm.
Who was the first one to hold a funeral for vapes, telling you they were going to be off the market?
High five with you guys.
That's right. And guess what? Jack Inslee, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, fuck him.
Jason, whatever your name is.
Jeremy. Yeah.
Jeremy Jackson Inslee. You did it, huh? You did it. You did it.
Dude.
And now we have different vapes on the market,
look,
don't we?
Yeah. I don't really mind it because, to be honest, as a packager, I don't mind squeezing less vapes because my wrists are saying, thank you, Jack Johnson J. Inslee.
Yeah.
But you know what? My nicotine needs are like, fuck you, Christopher J. Holden Jackson May.
Inslee.
Yeah. Because I can't find a single...
You can't find it.
I can't find any menthol jewel pods or anything.
And Tino, what did you do when you couldn't find menthol jewel pods?
I did exactly what my friend Jonathan Jeremy... Christopher J. Inslee wanted me to do, and I just went right back into big tobacco hands.
Right into their hands. It's really sad.
Like a sweet baby waiting to be coddled.
Exactly. I bought a pack of cigarettes.
Mr.
Jeremy Jackson J. Jeremy.
Holy damn you, Jeremy!
Inslee.
So
how dare you, Jimmy?
Yeah. Now that Jermaine Inslee drove us to the dark side. High 502 guy said, well, what is there now on the market?
What is there?
And I was happened to be in an event where I'm going to shout out Fat Panda and their rep, whatever his name was, my bad. he gave me a free PAX era battery, y'all.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he said, do you know what? And I said, what? And he said, I can laser engrave it for you. And I was like, you fucking get out of here, dude. 2019. Shit's actually like progressive. And
what they do on guns.
I'm taking a picture. I'm taking a picture of it to show you on the gram. It's got a Seahawks logo.
Yeah.
It's got a, it's got an old school hippie peace sign. It's got a pot leaf.
Yeah.
And it's got my last name, Clock. And that kind of looks like Cloach. Yeah, because the K is fancy, so it looks like an H. Anyway, it's so pretty.
Here, who made that for you?
Fat Panda.
Okay, so here's the Fat Panda.
Fat Panda!
Cloach, and fuck you, Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan, I won't be stopped vaping.
Jonathan Germain.
So I bought some PAX Era pods this week. Woo! That's what I brought to the table.
Okay,
and my man Tino, guess what? He's so cool. Cooler than a polar bear's toenails. He already had one. So, so he bought PAX pods too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get right into it. The first one was 9-pound hammer.
Ooh,
from Avitas nice. Farms.
Love
okay.
the strain. Love the strain.
73% cannabinoids, 4.98% terpenes. And the top one at 4% was something I'd never heard before. Selenadine. And I, once
Celine
you started,
Dion.
Celine Dion, basically. Yeah. So anyway, Celine Dion tastes like CO2. Because that's what this pod tastes like.
That
spoiler
makes sense.
Alert.
That makes a lot
but
of sense.
But let's talk about it. First thing I put the pod in, it was like, hey, I should probably download the app, huh? Because it says it 15 times on the box.
That it has an app. What can you do on the app?
Well, this is what I found out, clickety-click, is that... you can find the brand, and I did, Avitas, and you can find the specific cartridge, the 9-pound hammer, and you can pop that in, and it's supposed to set it to the perfect optimal temperature, okay? So it took me a minute to shake, and my battery, you have to shake it to connect it.
I'm doing it right now.
Are you doing it? Okay, I'm doing it too, okay? It looks like we're jerking each other off our ghost penises right now.
You guys really need to stop. I can only get so erect.
Oh, and he's full right now, folks. So right now I'm rocking this 9-pound hammer at 527 degrees Fahrenheit. And you know what you can do? I mean, you can do some shit, like put some color on it, change it colors. You can set the temperature if you didn't know what kind of pot it was. But to be honest, Tino, are you having problems connecting?
Yeah, what the fuck? I feel like I'm just jerking my dick off when it's soft after I just...
You guys
sorry,
that's... ghost dicks, man.
Pussy sticks.
Honestly, okay, I paid $25 basically at Nature's Gifts on a mega sale. This was originally, I think, $35 to $40. This is a half gram of material. It tastes like CO fucking two both.
Man,
and another disappointment. If I would have saw that it said CO2 processed, I would have said, oh, fuck no. The reason I bought it is because it hooked up specifically with the PAX Era pod, and I wanted to try something that was matched up. Mm. So I did it, man. I did it. And
yeah.
I could not be more
disappointed
right off the bat.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
And you spend so much fucking money on this goddamn new device that seems like it's going to be cool, it's going to be super innovative, and
yeah,
you want the best, but you get nothing but fucking boof.
Are you connected right now?
Dude, I'm having quite the time.
It's gross, dude.
And let's talk about the draw. Listen, PAX, you said don't grip it and rip it. Well, honey, that's how I've been doing it for 23 fucking years, okay? I can't change my ways. So now I got to go medium draw like I'm doing a nebulizer treatment at Olympic Medical Center.
Right?
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great, right? Yeah. Perfect. So now I'm fucking just go, listen, I'm going to get my class out.
It says I'm disconnected, but now it says I'm connected.
Okay, so I'm going to hit this. Tino, what is your patch
problem? So I have exactly what you have. I think maybe next on the list, I have a Buddy's BUDDIES Cinex. And you know what? When I first smoked Cinex, it was my fucking homie's boyfriend's stepdad. And he was growing it in his fucking shed. And you know what? I smoked a bowl of Cinex and I was high. Mind you, I was smoking weed for like definitely 5 years by then.
Yeah.
So one bowl and I was high. Awesome. Cinex, that's a good treat. Now, Cinex is just...
Hmm.
Oh, see, we got that ghost mic again. Yeah. Justin was trying to open some shit, and it said, no, you didn't. Yeah. So this microphone
you will not tell people about these impossible to open
on a scale
cartridges
from a Mariah Carey to street hobo strumming a guitar. It's like a mid-grade bar.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing about 15, 20 people. It's not the best mic. But what do you get? You're in a shitty bar drinking dollar PBRs.
You are.
Right? And you know what? Not only...
Ooh, that tastes so earthy. And that's the biggest compliment
I can
give you,
Oh, my God,
dude.
I'm
going to
break this thing. fucking open.
Cinderella 99 and Vortex. I think it was a TGA Subcool Seed back in the day. Clone only for a long time.
See, what happens, Justin, is that it's kind of like a pill bottle, right? So you got to...
Yeah, try.
You
got to
match the two ends together.
Yeah.
I think you got to match the nubs up. So the PAX pod, dude, can we all admit, it's a lot of packaging. It's a lot of packaging.
Oh, yeah. How does your team feel about this? Because as a packager, I'd say, fuck, we got these pods to make.
See that? And it's all of this packaging for just one little pod. I'm going to take the pod out of the one.
Can someone with more muscle than me
Maybe this one's just not able to be opened.
Well, right now I'm taking the Avi Toss out. I'll be smoking that during desperate times.
Right.
See you when I'm broke.
Dude.
Okay, here we go, buddies.
This is dead.
This says it's BHO.
That is buddies.
Okay.
That is the same line as this. Sir,
this says it's Afghan lemon kosher. Oh, God, I can't wait. Here we go. Best served at low temperatures. Okay. Thanks for telling me. Well, I looked up buddies, and it was a website under construction.
Hmm.
Every link said more shit coming soon. Okay.
And then can we talk about the PAX app? Because, look, my pen is right here, right next to it, right, and it goes off Bluetooth. But it says it's disconnected, meaning that I cannot switch the temp at all. But it's on top. Look, that's on top of my phone, and it still says that it does not read it. PAX, you guys need to, I don't know.
Fix this app.
Fix your shit.
Also, I cannot break into this PAX pod.
And he's a pretty muscular man.
I mean, I'm not the strongest is, but I'm the strongest I've ever seen, so.
Do we need to get a knife? And
no,
then cut
I'm going beaver tech.
Okay. I'm not Logan.
This episode clock will lose a tooth.
I'm Manimal right now. That was my Halloween costume.
Oh, he did it.
I did it.
Whoa.
Fucking can't hold me back. Okay, here we go. Let's check it out. Buddies.
Buddies.
Okay.
Would you like to use yours?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pop mine out already.
Okay. Buddies, your thing is impossible.
Pop the molly. I'm sweating.
Yeah. Woo! PAX pod. Fix your packaging. Okay, so this means something different, right? Explore pods. Okay.
Yeah. So you're back on the app.
Yeah, I'm back on the app. I don't want 9-pound hammer as my other one. We're going to switch pods. We're going for where this is a hybrid, and this is a buddy's brand. Oh, no, because I can't get anything. Don't want to hustle. Smooth nebulizer draw here of the new buddies.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
I think you'll be happily enjoyed. I don't even know what that means.
Don't tell me, Clark. Don't tell
me. Don't say schnothing.
What do you think that tastes like?
What do you guys in the comments taste like? And what was the strain? Did you have a weird feeling when you put your pod in? Because for me, it didn't seem like it was secure in there.
What does that taste like?
It tastes... Well, that one doesn't taste so much like CO2, but it tastes very shaky, for one. And... I don't know, man. It's just... I don't like it. It's not my thing.
It's so weird because... Look, you guys tasted this. You guys tasted the Cinex, and the Cinex seemed like it was... Okay, I get a good flavor off it. I'll hit it again just for you guys. All right, and we're back. So we've had a little bit of technical difficulties because I think of ghosts.
Issue, goddammit.
I think because the ghosts around here. I don't think it was any upper management at all. But here we are going through these PAX pods. And, you know, my buddy Clock says that the two different brands taste almost similar, but I have one that is the same company as the one he has in right now, and it tastes, I don't know, you guys let me know how this compares to what you have in their clock, because who knows? And maybe you have it at a higher setting, and it's burning it at a different level.
Yeah, see, this one doesn't taste as CO2-y.
Right?
It doesn't, and it has a nice, pleasant taste. It tastes like the strain it's intended to represent. So, you know what I'm going to do, Tino?
What's your temperature set at? Mine's at 673.
I'm at 502, dog. How low can you go is my question. Maybe I need to turn my shit up. So you had to tap that in. How's that? Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Weird.
There you go. Is it, you thinking maybe it's the pen or what?
Could be.
Yeah, taste that now.
Taste different? That. That's so weird. Why do we have to...
Yeah, now it does taste different.
Is that so weird or what?
Now I'm going to put the Cinex in there. Sorry if I fuck it up, my bad.
Now should we try this guy just to give him a fair shot? Just...
Okay. What is that one?
Just because?
Okay.
Just wow, to see.
You
know,
mind blown. You fucking just blew my mind.
Okay. So this is the PAX episode, I guess, huh?
It
the
is.
Halloween PAX episode.
The PAX. Halloween packs a punch, doesn't it?
Oh, man. I'm excited for our first Halloween on this show. I'm very, very excited.
That tastes delicious, though. So, how's that lemon kosher tasting? It's more lemony now, right?
Yeah.
It tastes pretty good, though, right?
It definitely tastes better.
So, you can have yours back. I'm going to put this right back in here now.
Okay.
Here's yours again.
And we were
You were gonna put the 9-pound hammer in yours.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this is the lemon test.
Testing out that lemon.
And for all of you that are asking, or maybe wondering, at how much these PAX pods come in, they come in a 0.5 gram. It's a half
that
gram.
That sucks.
And it sucks. So, I mean, you got a really fat ass pod. But only.
Going for 40.
40?
$41.
Oh, goddamn.
Some of them. Dabstrack, you know.
$41 is fucking ridiculous.
We were at the High Times Cannabis Cup.
Yeah.
Guess what won? A PAX Pod Orange Skittles.
And now if you... Yeah, it was orange. Yeah.
It was. No, yeah. I'm good on that. Now hit that. That's that lemon again.
Now, I just want to show you, and I'm showing my coworkers right now. Look how I dropped this in, right?
It tastes better now.
Tastes better?
Yeah.
But it don't...
Look how this goes in.
It just kind of drops.
Is that not scary? Because look how easy I can pull it out. Like,
I mean, you have to click it down, though. Right?
Like, is that
there's
the...
There's a little space.
Okay, yeah.
I hate that. I'll be honest.
Have you been fucking smoking it like that? Just dropping it in there? That's awesome.
I got a fat cloud.
Yeah, you did. I guess this is the future of cannabis.
It tastes better. I think it tastes better. I mean, you still get a little bit of that planty taste, but...
It's planty. And, you know, I've switched this lemon back into the packs and turned up the heat, if you will.
Yeah.
And it tastes a little better, but the predominant flavor is still that god-awful 9-pound hammer. How did it taste in your pen?
I liked it. In my pen, it was okay. At the end is where you get the planty taste. So, like Justin saw, I got a really good drop.
I'm getting baked up.
And dude. I got a really fat cloud, and I didn't really hit it that long.
Okay, hold on a second.
Like a champion.
I mean, it does taste a little different.
A little different.
A little bit.
Not astronomically, but...
Okay. Well... You know, fuck this. Let's do real dabs. Am I right?
Yes.
Let's bring on the next thing.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Well, I went.
Waiting for it.
We've had these peeps on the show before. Kush Family Genetics. Kush Family Original specifically. And they're still bringing the heat. And I had $11.75 left. And that's what I got this gram for.
Nice.
So I couldn't believe it. Now, you may be turned off, some of you. By the name, it was called Jungle Whore. Okay, whore spelled H-O-R-E.
Is this by so Kush Family?
It is.
I love
it. It is, and it's got a sick ass sticker on the front that hopefully will peel off and be added to my smoke shit collection.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I don't. It's got some weed in it. 78.66%. It's not the best there is, but you know what? It's pretty fucking good.
Numbers in everything, buddy.
I did, however, stop by my mother's house today.
Yeah.
Where this year she grew pumpkins.
Wow.
So, you know, I thought to myself, what a better thing to do than make a pumpkin pipe for this Halloween episode.
Oh my god.
So I did it.
Oh my gourd.
Oh my gourd.
For you ASMR freaks, I got this. Yeah.
I got this animal mint
from Dabstract, which we all know and love. Obviously, they got a couple of awards this year.
Ooh, Dabstract.
They're my go-to. I'm really cold, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm shaking, and I kind of talk like I have a weird speech impediment. I even have a blanket on me, and I'm still cold. But this is for you ASMR freaks. Look, listen to this.
Oh,
animal man, and I still didn't get it out of the packaging.
There's your torch, sir.
Thank you, torching it up.
Torch it.
For those of you at home, I took a couple dube tubes that I had laying around from a few episodes back when we bought a shitload of joints. Remember retail therapy?
Yeah.
And I constructed, I used a 5/8 bit, spade bit, bore me a nice hole. And then I decorated it.
Hell yeah.
So we took pictures of it. It'll be shown sooner than later. Whoa. And guess what? The first thing I learned when trying to carve a pumpkin pot pipe is that the bottom should be level. Because, Tina, what happened as soon as I got set up and ready for this episode?
Oh, my goodness. The craziest things happened.
It's the ghost.
He had set the pumpkin on the table, and it fell, and it completely broke the nail clean off.
Yeah, snapped the nail right off.
Well, at least it was clean, yeah.
It was a clean snap.
Yeah, it was a clean break.
Yeah, it had a clean death.
There was no salvage.
So that's great. So now we're living dangerously, folks. I got my only working nail, and I'm going for it. I stuffed it back right in there and modified it.
Now, how'd you modify it? How'd you modify it, Clock?
Should we shout that?
What did you have to fill the pumpkin gap?
Well, right now I used a dinner napkin I found on Justin's table.
Yes.
And some jute hemp twine wrapped around it. A cordage.
Yes.
If you're in the world of that. You know
verbatim.
What? Hey, I want to pass Justin my whore first. meaning Jungle Whore by Kush Family Originals.
Okay.
Take this whore.
Ladies and gents, you're also...
Do I have to pay?
You're gonna wonder how this dab tastes like, but I know if you're...
You may want to give that off.
Exclusive listener, you know that a couple episodes I said, guys, this is the last time I smoke weed because of the court systems in Washington. If you are paying attention and you keep close record of what's going on in the High Five of Two Guys' life, I will let you know this. I got off with essentially having to do treatment and everything like that with the court by January. So you at least have 2 more months of... Jewel Boy Q getting turned the fuck up with you. So after that, it'll be a new person. Hopefully not too different from what I am, but I'm excited to see
sober where my
life goes after that.
All right.
Yeah, that'll be good, bud.
But for now, I'm living it up with my friends, and I'm having a good time.
And
now we're dabbing out of a pumpkin.
I've quit smoking for years before, and it really wasn't too big of a deal.
Yeah.
You just get used to not doing it, you know? And it'll get easy.
It's not something new, you know.
All right.
ASMR freaks.
Yeah, and this is the pumpkin dab.
We got a carb cap for this guy?
Yeah, it's right here in my hot little hand. Here we go. Oh, yeah. It's not really bubbling right now, is it? I thought it would spill or something.
You might have to lean it back a little.
Lean back. Lean it forward, maybe.
It's a fail.
No, I saw smoke come out, but it's not bonging right now.
Do we need a little
bit? But maybe the nail's a little too cool. I did let it cool down.
Do we need a little bit more water in there?
Maybe. Let's try.
That's kind of boofy water. No, okay. Yeah.
I got a bottle of water.
Yeah, I know.
You want to do that?
Probably.
Okay, here. Would you hold your joints?
Yeah.
I did add a little bit of water. I'm sorry.
You know what? Also, there's a pool of fucking
wax.
Shit. Yeah, pool of wax in there. So
I'm not giving up on it. Hold on.
Ooh, Lord.
I know it's faux pas to double tap and nail, bro.
Ooh, Lord.
You know, daddy's from the dirt, the dirty dirt, so.
Yeah, he is. That's my papa.
Okay, send it.
All right, let me know when, bud.
Okay, you tell me. All right, when.
There you go. Or is he drinking water?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it happens.
Okay, we just got to slow draw this.
Okay. Hey, you know, not everything goes perfectly and according to plan, especially since we try new things, you know?
No, exactly. We dare to fail.
Yeah.
Basically, failure is an option here.
We do what other podcasters don't. We try things.
We try things live on air without even trying them backstage beforehand to see.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is what we did today.
You know why? Because we're cool.
Yeah, you know.
I got a hint of whore on that one. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, yeah.
Double tap on the nail. Right, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not good.
I've had a cup. Sir, don't lie to me.
No.
Especially to my face. I've had a couple of hints of whore before.
You know what?
You know what? Nothing else compares.
I need you to shut up and listen. Cause I got news. Okay, we are 7 years into this game since voters legalized recreational marijuana in Washington State.
Commonly married.
Okay. Yeah.
Commonly married.
And we've been hearing that they're looking. Officials in the LCB are looking to overhaul rules for the industry, which means plans call for boosting minority ownership of businesses, allowing home deliveries, and letting the smallest growers increase the size of their operation.
They're
calling it cannabis 2.0. So they spent 7 years dealing with certain problems, and they want to fix it and open it up.
I see.
And this was, I think, from a Leafly publication. Is that where I got this article?
So I gotta ask you guys, because you guys are older and you guys are more distinguished than I am. When you see this, do you go, wow, it really took you 7 years to fucking just figure this out? Now, when they do pass these laws...
Yeah, it's way better.
When they do pass these laws, is it more or less they just do R&D for this whole 7 years and they figure out the whole stats, I guess, of what's going on in the industry?
I would think as a creation of a brand new thing, the more data and the more things you go through, the more you'll plan for it.
Sure.
It talks about tier one processors who are limited to 2,000 square feet. They can sell medicinal cannabis directly to the state's 36,000 registered medical marijuana patients.
Wow, that's a lot.
Okay, so that's great. Also, it talks about the delivery aspect of it, which is something that we haven't done yet here in Washington State. And there, it does say have a interesting thing. It talks about the social equity program to encourage greater ownership of cannabis business by minorities, women, and military vets.
Wow!
But it says that while they're not issuing any more cannabis retail license, 11 of the 500 retail license holders have surrendered their licenses already. So that means there will be opportunities for people of minorities to acquire licenses in that respect.
Of course.
So the last thing, and this is something that if you've worked retail or if you've worked inside the producer processor, you know the seed to sale tracking system is not necessarily the best system. So they're thinking about abandoning it all together.
Okay.
Okay?
I didn't know about that.
So Bong looks like a failure. So that's how we record that.
Oh, there we go. I'm getting a little bit now. I'm covering this.
The gap. Yeah. You know, I realized I'm more too fat, you know, the first time. So maybe I'll stuff a little more tissue in it. But that's the thing. If you don't go tight... it ain't gonna be right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my man, God. Just asking to break
the ghost!
Good thing that carb cap was given to Clock by Jewelboy Q.
Jewelboy Q,
and
yeah.
And everyone knows that if I give you something, it's not gonna break.
It's indestructible. Exactly. We're gonna take that's really hot. Never mind.
Woo!
We're not trying to fucks with that right
Ladies
now.
And gents, right now we Look are all trying Woo! To figure out
is
how this
smoking?
Is gonna work.
What's that?
Is it smoking in there?
Can I tell you guys
smoking,
something?
Yeah, there's
10 years ago, I never thought I'd be smoking out of a fucking dab rig that was made out of a pumpkin. And I never thought that the fucking downstem would be a fucking...
So nothing's perfect on this thing, okay? There's a lot of airflow. But I feel like live on podcast, if I just stab this motherfucker in there, try not to burn myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin said. Yeah. Don't burn that crispy bacon like chicharron skin.
Are we just as good?
My last burn is barely just healing, dude. It takes a while for a burn to heal.
Are we just as good as upper left glass?
Right? Is that our glass blower of the week?
You know what? No, it's no, not. It's not. But, and you know, it's going to be a little different. So, normally we do a glass blower of the week, right? But this week I thought maybe we'd just do an artist of the week.
Okay.
And this artist, man, is insane. And she's a tattoo artist.
Okay.
So I tagged Mr. Justin, or the Doomed WON, on Instagram, I think probably about a week ago.
About a week ago.
And, you know, I just cannot get over this artist's tattoo designs because they are amazing. Now, while I am loading it up and while Clock is...
Scarfing a pumpkin.
Clock is just...
just patched up and just ready to go.
He's just disregarding all of the guts of a pumpkin in his dew tube, which I think is amazing. Ladies and gents, you won't find this anywhere else but the High 502 guys.
Yeah, and we will make this work.
Hey, well, we're the guys that did fruit bombs, remember? For people at the stand one time.
Yes, we did. You know what?
Without nails, of course.
We are committed. And we...
nice piece of fruit.
And we are absolutely DIY guys. You know, we tell you you're going to do something, we're going to do it. Now, Clock, this is what I have to show you.
Okay.
This is a tattoo artist.
Oh, yeah, that sounds way better.
That sounds awesome, Tino. That looks really beautiful.
It's all fractals.
He's got a real pretty leg.
It's a girl.
Oh.
It's a girl who does this tattoo.
That's on a girl's calf?
It might be on a dude, but... Okay.
He's got a beautiful leg.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at the intricate designs and let me go on her page real quick. Her name is Katana Tattoo. Now, here's something that I think we can all kind of enjoy, especially since Justin's wife is out of town.
You're getting me in trouble.
That's beautiful artwork.
Booty rocking everywhere.
Woo! But you see the intricate details of this art, Clock? I know you're busy.
I'm working on a pumpkin
yes,
mold.
Sir. I
looks cool, bro.
So it's a lot of dot work.
Hey, so what's your Instagram tag?
Her name is Katana. Just like K A T A N N A, because I think her name might be Anna or Anna. So it's Katana Tattoo. And you know what? This is another piece she did, and I think it's amazing.
Yeah, that's sick.
Sick, dude. It's almost off. Whoa, that's a pretty face.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going round three. Sorry, Justin, I got to pass the dab rig.
Okay, send it.
Okay, you've had like...
Two tries
at it.
That's enough for me.
You've gotten some terpenes in your lungs. I know you have.
What is this, sir?
That's my jungle whore. My Kush Family Originals. Another piece of good old-fashioned dab. Pax, I tried. I want you to know, I tried. I bought two fucking Pax pods. I said, I'm going to get a full gram. Try it out.
Why don't you let us like you, Pax?
Yeah, let me love you. But I can't this time.
I can't. I just can't help myself. And you know what? A lot of people go, why do you dab? Why don't you just use a vape cart, you know? It'll get you... No, it won't. It won't get me just as high. And you know what? It definitely will not last as long.
Okay. Tino, pumpkin bong 2.0. A, you will get water in your mouth. B, we got a thumb carb cap. If it's my fat thumb, I think your whole fist is going to need to go in it. I don't know.
Yeah, my whole hand is going to have to.
Maybe you got
to
do the palm bit.
Watch that nail, buddy.
Okay, there it is. There can be only one.
I'm going to go hot and hearty.
Here's a carb cap.
Oh, don't do that. We talk about hot dabs.
No, I won't. You know why? Because I'm not a moose. and I do not want to get cancer.
Man, you are just fucking shots firing.
I meant moose. I meant moose. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Hey, I got the munchies. Do you know what this calls for?
What are you hungry for?
Yeah. Oh, snap. The munchie bracket.
Dude, I have been looking forward to this for two weeks. I've been looking forward to this for 2 weeks.
Enthusiasm, applause. Well, it's come down to this, the final fork, if you will. There it is. We got a steamroller, buddy. The first one, do you want to go?
Justin, I accidentally spilled pumpkin water on your blanket.
Oh, dude, it's okay. I have a washing machine.
Tino's shaking so bad. Can you blame him?
He's shivering over there.
He is shivering. I feel bad now. I'm sitting by the fire, and I'm like, I'm uncomfortably warm right now. It's so sad to see Tino all chilly over there going, I'm having a good great time.
Tino, you can't sit next to
computer, Tino. We found out one thing. This bong cannot stand under its own weight.
Oh,
it's like a fabric egg.
It's nothing.
I'll tell you what. Okay. That fucking jungle whore was probably the best tasting whore I've ever had in my life.
There it is.
And I loved it. Out of a pumpkin? You kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Speaking of tasting trash, Justin, you want to go savory or sweet?
You know, let's go savory. Let's start with savory this time.
Mi amore. Mm. Perfect. Get your salt tooth on. The first one, are we going to close our eyes right now? We're going to take a commercial break?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
We can totally take a break.
Okay, listen, when we come back from it, if you're listening to this point, we get like 3/100ths of a nickel if you listen to this ad. So do it, and we'll be right back to you. Peace.
Is this fucking shit working? All right, well, we've done it so many times. The ghost has got us again.
Oh, man, it's just not been our night for this microphone.
Yeah,
Tino, I thought the production was getting better.
No, it got. This is the worst it's ever been. Tino's fucking phone died. So now we got no fucking phone. We don't know if what we did tonight was recorded, saved. We don't know how it's going to be cut like a Quentin Tarantino movie now.
Oh,
fucking the beginning's at the end and the end's in the middle. I'm drunk on pumpkin beer. I swallowed a pumpkin seed when doing a dab.
So I can't, but you might be able to when you use your phone back on.
Okay, so anyway,
fuck.
Let's wrap this shit up. We smoked hash plant. Tina went on about it. It's over now. I bought 2 hash pods.
Oh my god, dude.
We I didn't all like have any of them.
Okay. I love this.
So that's real.
Tino's
buddy's Pax Pod, his Cinex, tasted pretty fucking good.
Why am I right?
The other one? The first one tastes like CO2. Man. I think it just leaking. And it leaked into the next one. I don't know how it did it, but holy it did. Shit. My pen's tainted. It tastes like pooping O2. So whatever. Okay, it's poutine versus cookies in 2 weeks.
I wonder who's gonna win.
I don't know. Should we eat it?
We went through so much of this.
Do we eat it on the show or do we have a meal and discuss it and then come back? We don't know.
I think the only way to do it is to gorge ourselves on the show.
Okay, live gorging her.
I think we owe that to the fan.
Yeah. Korea, get ready. So that's happening. To everyone out there, I'm clock. I'm fucking high. You got me. Okay, I wouldn't buy anything again. Except for the pumpkin beer.
What about the purple gelato? Did you like that one?
Oh, yeah. High End Farms. That's right.
Did you buy that?
No, Justin did.
So Justin would say he was... Crystal, he was happy about that.
Yeah, the High End Farms Purple Gelato Diamond something pretty damn good. Pura Vida Crystal Coma Mi Amore. Fucking, it got me blunted. Spooky Pipe, fuck you. I don't know what else to say.
Well, I got Buddy Cinex. Hey, happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
This is to, I mean, we had probably the most fuck-ups tonight
we've
had ever. But this has definitely been my favorite episode.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Mine too. Cheers, guys.
Also, cheers to Buddy Cinex. Because your guys' is, for some reason, Pack Spot is a lot better than
the winner.
Other one.
At Buddy, send me some merch.
It's better than your other one.
Oh, yeah. Who do we want shirts from?
No, Buddies.
Buddies.
I need a double XL hoodie. I need two XL hoodies. And I need whatever size medium looks you think looks the sexiest.
I think I also need an Elysian double XL, a double XL, and a woman's size medium, plus another double XL. I need that with this owl and an orange.
The Elysian pumpkin owl.
So hit us up. This has been the High Five of Two Guys with another wild, racky, super crazy episode.
Fuck you, Ghost Speaker.
And fuck you, Jay Ensley.
Boo!
Ah!